In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that the Christianity and Judaism are under attack? Do you know that they hate the truth? No other religion is under attack but Judaism and Christianity. We remember that judge that wouldn't take down the Ten Commandments, and he retired. I'm telling you, just the name of Jesus or the name of Christ bothers the devil. Oh, yeah. The name of Jesus or the name of Christ bothers the devil. You see, the devil doesn't mind people talking about God or crystals or rocks, but he minds when people zoom in to the person of Jesus. I remember when we were in Lexington several years ago, they took the manger off the green and we had a live nativity. You know, this really is something that, you know, if you reflect upon it, it's something that you've got to really say, my Lord, there must be power in the birth of Jesus. Why? Because in the nativity scene, you have a mother and a father and a baby and some animals in it. If it wasn't true, it would be sweet, it would be cute. But because it's reality, people have stopped putting the creche on the green and many other places because they hate Jesus. They cannot tolerate Jesus. They don't want to hear anything about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus demands our life. You have to know that. Jesus demands our life. He doesn't demand an hour a week. He demands our life. And you know, the spirit inside, I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about your own spirit knows that Jesus demands life, your every moment. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord at every moment. If you ride around and see people have taken a lesson from the world, when's the last time you saw the manger on somebody's lawn? No, we have snowmen and we have Santa and we have canes and we have reindeer. Oh, yes, we have all those things. Isn't that cute? But Jesus is not there. There is no Jesus. No Jesus. I saw Bob Beckel decorating his house. And, you know, I thought, you know, he's going to put the creche up because he is a Christian. No creche. No nativity scene. You know, it's easy to buy the message of the world that they want nothing to do with Jesus. Just the whole thing of people saying, someone said to me just a moment ago, "Happy holiday." I said, "Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas." Please. The holiday is Christmas. The tree is a Christmas tree. But again, they want to take Christ out of Christmas. They want to take Jesus out of Christmas. They want to take the Messiah out of Christmas. And there would be no Christmas without Jesus. There would be no holiday without Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. They're trying to stamp out his name. Even the way we date things now, you know, we're politically correct. A.C.E., after the common era, and B.C.E., before the common era. When I was a child, it was A.D., Annos Domini, in the years of the year of the Lord. And then B.C. was before Christ. No more. We see the politically correct saying A.C.E. after the common era, B.C.E. before the common era. What is the common era? The birth of the Messiah, the birth of Jesus Christ. Who's going to ask the question, what is the common era? The birth of Jesus. when we started counting on our calendar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are in 2012 now, in the year of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is Advent, and we are in 2012 now, and we await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. We await His coming in glory, that if He came the first time, we know He did, born of a virgin, laid in a manger. What is a manger? A feeding trough. Oh, born in Bethlehem, even as the scripture said that He would be born in Bethlehem. But let me tell you, all these things being true, they are trying to erase the name of Jesus from everything. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. It's all about Jesus. The whole world is all about Jesus because He came as the Savior of the world. It's all about Jesus. And if I have the privilege of introducing someone to Jesus, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have a friend who's a sister, and she's been writing to me. This is another sister. I've never heard that. She said, I love you so much because you led me to Jesus. You led me to Jesus. I was saying, you were in the convent. How come you didn't go to Jesus, my Lord? You see, you can be in a convent and not know Jesus. You can be a priest and not know Jesus. You could be a bishop and not know Jesus. You could be on the radio and not know Jesus. That's real. That's real. Absolutely real. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Father's only Son. It's all about the Holy Spirit who makes Jesus real. He makes Jesus our contemporary. It's all about Jesus. And you know what? People don't like to see the cross. Oh, yeah. The cross is offensive. And you know what's more offensive? The crucifix. Oh, the crucifix is offensive. People will tell me that a Christian, he's not on the cross anymore. I said, Dick Tracy, you know, tell me another one. But you know what? In glory, I saw a lamb that was slain. Somehow, in glory, we see the risen Lord as well as the lamb that was slain. Ho, 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 yes, that's an amazing thing. I saw a lamb that was slain, the scripture says. That sounds like Jesus on the cross. You see what I'm saying? The cross and the resurrection, eternal events. They happen in time, but they are eternal. We make them present at the altar, at Eucharist, the cross and the resurrection. So don't be duped. Don't be duped. This Advent season and this Christmas season is all about Jesus. It's not about Santa. It's not about candy canes. It's not about blow up Santas and blow up reindeer and blow up whatever, snowmen. It's not about that. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And we can't forget that. That Christianity is under attack. Christianity is under attack. Judaism is under attack. Why not the other religions? Because they are not the truth. It's as simple as that. It's the truth that sets you free. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. People will try to snuff Jesus out of their life, out of Christmas, out of the holy days. But you know what? We can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. It's all about the Father's Son. It's all about the Father loving the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son will have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. There is no one as wonderful as Jesus, true God and true man. There is no one as benign as Jesus, true God and true man. There is no one as lovely and beautiful as Jesus. You know, there's no one. And yet, the world will try to snuff out the truth But, you know, it can't. It can't, because I'm telling you, one day, hallelujah, the Word of God says, even at the mention of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall proclaim to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. One day, when He comes in the great manifestation of His glory, when He comes with the saints, when He comes on the clouds, one day every knee shall bend and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us bow our hearts before Jesus. Let us bow our hearts before Jesus, for He is the only begotten of the Father. He is the only salvation that we have. He is the Lord and He is the Savior, and He is in love with you. Can I say that today? He, Jesus, is in love with you. He gave His life for you. If you were the only one on earth, He would have died for you. This is reality. I am not talking ragtime, I'm talking reality. This wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord, holy and awesome, true God and true man, Son of God and Son of Mary, Jesus Christ, every knee will bow one day at the mention of the name of Jesus. I'm looking at John 16, and we're looking at the 25th verse. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time comes when I shall no longer speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. I shall show you plainly of the Father. No more will I speak in parables. No more will I speak in proverbs. I will show you plainly of the Father. And then it says, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. In other words, he's saying, that day when I speak not in parables, I won't ask the Father for you, for the Father Himself loves you because you have loved me. Isn't that beautiful? The Father Himself loves you because you have loved Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to say it again. The Father Himself loves you because you have loved Jesus. Do you feel unloved today? I'm telling you, the Father loves you if you love Jesus. When was the last time you told Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. The Father Himself loves you because you have loved me and you have believed that I came from God. Hallelujah. That I came out from God. You have believed that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not come to send His Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. I came forth from the Father, and I came into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Jesus came forth from the Father. He was always with the Father as the Word of God, as the Son of God. He becomes flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He is brought forth in Bethlehem. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world again. I leave the world and I go back to the Father. And that's exactly what He did. He left the world after He appeared for 40 days and 40 nights to His disciples and those He chose, and He went back to heaven. He went back to heaven. He says, I go to the Father. His disciples said unto Him, lo, now you speak plainly, and not do you speak in parables or proverbs. Now we are sure that you know all things, and need not any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Isn't that something? Now we are sure and know that you know all things. We are sure, and we know that you know all things. And you need not that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God the Father. Jesus answered them, Do you know? Do you believe? Behold, the hour is coming, yea, is now come, that ye shall all be scattered, every man to his own. You shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Oh, yes, the hour is coming. The hour of crucifixion is coming. It's coming, and it's coming shortly. And you shall all be scattered, and I will not be alone, because the Father will be with me. Oh yes, you'll be scattered, running for your life. Peter, you sound like him. Do you know Jesus of Nazareth? I never laid eyes on him. But we thought we saw you with him. I never laid eyes upon him. Oh my Lord, let us not deny Jesus. Let us proclaim him with love. Let us not deny Jesus. Behold, the hour comes, yes, is now come, that ye shall be scattered like sheep, every man to his own, and you shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. The Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. No peace apart from Jesus. My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your hearts be troubled. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, in the vine, you're the branch, you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Oh yes, Jesus promises us, in the world we will have tribulation. The world wants to snuff out the name of Jesus. The world wants to snuff out the name of Christ. The world wants to snuff out the gospel. The world wants to say it's all a fairy tale. Yes, in the world, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I tell you, the place that the world gives me is the place to preach the gospel. Today I preach Jesus Christ, and the world can give me nothing. I do not belong to the world. I belong to him. The world has nothing to give me. I am not of this world by the grace of God, and I never want to be. Oh, when I start sinning, I am of this world. I tell you, Jesus said that he has overcome the world, but let me tell you this. Jesus has overcome you. Jesus has not only overcome the world, but he has overcome you. He has overcome your circumstances. I think of prisoners that have given their life to Jesus. They're like monks. They love the Lord. They might be felons when it comes to the law, but I have seen so many prisoners who have given their life to Jesus, and they live for Jesus because they are forgiven. Hallelujah. In the world, you will have tribulation. I tell you, they will try to blow out the candle. They will try to say Jesus is not Lord. They say nothing against Buddha. They say nothing against Mohammed. They only speak against Jesus. They only speak against the Jews. I tell you, that's true. Tribulation is found in the world. But no, I have overcome the world. That is so great that Jesus has overcome the world. But you know what? I know something even greater. He's overcome you and he's overcome me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation. Yeah, you will have tribulation. They will try to destroy you. They will try to speak against you. They will call you names. They will call your name because of me. And when these things happen, look up and praise God, because you have found yourself worthy of persecution. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, we have left mother and father, sister and brother, homes and lands. What are we going to receive? We left all these things for you in this life. Jesus said you're going to receive more mothers, more sisters, more brothers, more lands, and persecution and tribulation. In the world, you must know, there will be tribulation. There will be attacks. But no, I have overcome the world. I remember the time I was burying Mr. Smith. I didn't even know I was burying Mr. Smith. I had just done a funeral, and the undertaker said, can we go and bury Mr. Smith? And I said, where is he? He says, you're leaning on him. And I immediately got my elbow off the urn, whatever it was. And I remember going to bury Mr. Smith, because the one who dug the hole for Mr. Smith, he was really... what's the word? Sarcastic. And he looked at me. So he knew his faith, but he didn't know Jesus. He said, at the end of time, the one you believe in is going to have very much difficulty putting this one back together again. See, he knew. He was religious at one time. Didn't know Jesus, but knows that there's a second coming, and knows that we're going to be put back together again in a glorified body. He knew all that, but he didn't know Jesus. And he started laughing, and I said, oh, sir, Jesus is going to have no trouble putting Mr. Smith back together again. I said, Jesus Christ is Lord. He formed the whole world when he spoke it into existence. He said, you believe that stuff? I said, I stake my life on it. I not only believe it, I stake my life on it. And he laughed and thought I was just a nitwit. But you know what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Persecuted for the sake of Jesus. Laughed at for the sake of Jesus. You know, sometimes it's difficult, you know, being laughed at by people that are in your parish. Sometimes it's very difficult. That's very difficult, being laughed at. But you know what? If that's the way people want to deal with me, hallelujah, I am persecuted for the sake of Christ. I'm not persecuted for my own sake, because I represent Jesus Christ. And he promises that I, personally, will have tribulation in the world. But he has overcome the world and overcome you and overcome me. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, you are so wonderful. We praise you and we bless you. Today we ask you to show us that you have overcome us. Lord, give us grace that we might believe. Give us grace that we would depend totally upon Jesus. Give us grace that our hearts would swell with love for Jesus. Father, we come to you. You gave your only begotten Son. And the Word of God says, you love us because we love your Son. Hallelujah. Father, pour out your fatherly love upon us, especially upon people who have never been fathered. Father, we love Jesus, and you love us because we love your Son. And he is wonderful, Father. He is wonderful. We have no one else but him. He is wonderful. His death and resurrection is wonderful. His ministry was wonderful. And his coming to us through the power of the Spirit is wonderful. Father, manifest Jesus in our lives and show us that you and your Son have overcome us and the world. Oh, the world will hate us, but the Father loves us because we love the Son. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the Word of God. The Word of God. Let me tell you, We don't need more Monsignors. We need more preachers. We need people who will preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. We don't need more deacons. We need more preachers. If the Monsignors and the deacons are preachers, hallelujah, that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? We need preachers that will preach the gospel, that will preach Jesus Christ, that are not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile, to the Greek. We need preachers, Lord, because how are they to hear without a preacher? Send forth preachers, Lord. Send forth preachers. And bless Father Matthew today, and bless Father Eric today, that they would preach the word to people. Bless them today. Bless Eleanor today, that she would preach the word to people. Bless people, to bless people that preach the word, that are outside the abortion mills, that speak, we can help you, we can help you, we can help you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to send out preachers, preachers that not only speak the word of God, but live it, live it, live it, live it, live it. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God, and I really do need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.